Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
And now, The Adventures of Superman. In a secret cave in the Black Forest of Germany, a brilliant but unscrupulous Nazi scientist named De Teufel has injected a solution of pure kryptonite into the veins of a young Nazi, the son of Professor Milch. Teufel said that when the youth awoke, he would generate such tremendous atomic energy within his own body that the entire world, and even Superman, would become his slaves. Meanwhile, unable to find Teufel, Superman has returned to Metropolis, where a leading American scientist is trying to discover a defense for him against his mortal enemy, the kryptonite. As we continue now, in the musty, dimly lit cave in the Black Forest, 10 Nazi leaders crowd around the rough bunk on which Milch's son lies, pale and motionless. Almost 2 hours have passed since the injection. Milch, frenzied with grief, addresses the squat, scowling Teufel.
You have murdered my son, Teufel.
Nonsense, Milch.
See for yourself. He has no pulse, no heartbeat.
Nonsense, I tell you. Everything went as planned. I myself tested the kryptonite solution. My computations were exact. I checked them over and over.
Your computations were false. Your whole plan was mad. I should have known better than to put my son's life in your hands.
Restrain yourself, Milch. I warn you.
You warn me? Who are you to warn me? It's my son who lies there dead.
He will yet revive. He must live. All of the kryptonite was dissolved and is now assimilated in his body. He is our last chance, our last hope.
My mind is dead and you killed him. And for that... Oh, that I shall see to it that you too shall die.
You're a fool, Milch. You should know better than to threaten me. I said your son will yet live. But if he does not, then he died for the Vaterland.
The Vaterland? Who are you to speak of the Vaterland? All that you ever did was for yourself, for your own selfish ends to gain power and money.
That is a lie.
It's a truth, and you know it. Was I not in the Chancellery the day that your first rocket bomb fell on England and you boasted to Hitler? You and I, Führer, will rule the world between us. You did not say Germany would rule. You said the Teufel would. I leave it to General Bromberg, who was present. General, is it not true what I said?
Gentlemen, please, we cannot afford to quarrel among ourselves. There are too few of us left.
Then take this fool Milch away from me until he calms down. I must take
a fool, am I, wife?
Yeah, you are a great fool, Milch. A disgrace to our noble cause.
I am a fool, am I? A disgrace to our cause. I'll show you, you murderer, the allied soldiers in the forest who hunt for you. I'll bring them here.
What? Milch?
You'll pay for murdering my son.
He leaves the cave. Stop him.
He only threatens Teufel. He is grief-stricken. When he calms down...
The fool will do as he says. After him, all of you.
Nein. The light soldiers are all about. They will see us.
Then I will go alone. Quick, General, give me your revolver.
Nein, Milch can be trusted, I tell you. And he is our only chemist, a great chemist.
I tell you, the fool will betray us. Give me your gun.
Well, here it is.
Good. Now remain here quietly, all of you. I will take care of the traitor and return. The boy cannot be dead. There is still a chance.
Rushing from the cave into the dense forest, Der Teufel furiously pursues Professor Milch. Meanwhile, summoned by the wounded military police sergeant Bill Nelson, Major Carroll and a squad of American soldiers have arrived at Gottfried's Inn, hardly a mile away, under the cellar of which an underground tunnel leads to the Nazi secret cave in the forest. After treating the wounds of Sergeant Nelson and his companion, Corporal Harry Marks, Major Carroll and an army doctor have just found Gottfried, the innkeeper, who lies faintly breathing behind his bullet-shattered bar.
Major Carroll...
Doctor, Gottfried's alive. Maybe he can tell us about the Teufel.
Yes. He's done for, though. You better make it fast. He can't last much longer.
Listen, Gottfried. You're in pretty bad shape.
Yeah. I know. Tell me, Major, what will happen to my wife?
If she was working with the Nazi underground, too, she'll have to take the consequences.
Oh, but she was not. I swear it.
Your word is no good to me, Gottfried. Now tell me.
Listen. If I tell you where the Teufel is, Major...
Yes?
You will promise to be lenient with my wife?
I can't make any bargains with you, Gottfried, but I'll tell you this. My government wants Teufel badly. If you help us get him, we might be disposed to deal more kindly with your wife.
Yeah, I will tell you. Listen, you know the road which goes through the Black Forest to the south of your camp?
Yes.
If you follow that road almost to the end of the forest, You will come to where it branches off. A wagon trail goes to the south, and a narrow foot trail to the southwest. For perhaps 5 miles on the foot trail is a small log house where the game warden lives. And there, if you make haste, you will find Teufel.
You mean that?
Yeah, he is there now. But you must hurry. Tonight he meets someone there. Tomorrow he departs.
You're giving me a bum steer, Gottfried. It won't do your wife any good.
No, I am not. You men have already looked through the inn and found nobody. I know I'm dying, Major. I think only of my poor wife now. But you must hurry, or the Teufel will escape from you again.
All right. We can be back in a few hours. I'll leave a car here, Doctor, in case you want to take him to the hospital.
Right, Major. Lieutenant Harris, station a guard around the inn and hold anyone who comes here.
Right.
Johnson, Henshaw, Cohn, get in the car with me.
Yes, sir.
Take the forest road just beyond the camp, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
And step on it.
Speeding away from the inn, Major Carroll is unaware that the wily Gottfried has sent him on a false trail, and that a few hours' delay in discovering the secret tunnel under the inn may mean the difference of life or death to Superman. We'll return in a moment for the startling climax of today's episode. But first, here's our good friend.
You know, gang, the weekend is a swell time to check over your collection of those new comic buttons that come in packages of Kellogg's Pep. See how you're coming along. How near you are to having all 18 different buttons. You'll probably want to round up your pals, too, so that you can all trade duplicates. Because these buttons are really worth having. The colors are bright as anything, really stand out against the clear white background. There are 18 different buttons in all. That means 18 different funny sheet favorites. What's more, you don't have to send in a single penny to get these smart-looking comic buttons, not even a box stop. You can't buy them anywhere because they're exclusive prizes in packages of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. So how about asking Mom to get you some Pep tomorrow? Then, inside the package, you'll find an exciting prize, one of these slick-looking new comic buttons or a military insignia or warplane button. There's one in every package of P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. 30 minutes have passed since Der Teufel left the secret cave in the Black Forest in pursuit of Professor Milch. Now, as the tall, gray-haired General Bromberg and 9 other Nazi underground leaders wait nervously around the rough bunk on which Milch's son lies, Teufel re-enters the cleverly concealed mouth of the cave.
Teufel.
Yeah? Here is your gun, General.
2 bullets are missing.
You will find them in Professor Milch's bag.
Ah, what have you done? There are only a handful of us left, and Milch was our only chemist. And he was a great chemist.
He was a fool, and his stupid childish sentiment would have made him a traitor. This is no longer his son who lies here, but the future savior of Germany.
It is now you who speak like a fool, Teufel. This boy is dead.
He cannot be. I made no mistake.
He is dead, nevertheless. His heart has stopped beating, and when I placed a mirror to his mouth a moment ago, not the slightest mist came on the glass.
I tell you it cannot be. He must live. If I answer, the kryptonite is in his body and I can get no more. This is our last chance, our last hope to conquer first Superman and then the rest of the world.
This is no time to speak of conquering Superman, Teufel. Your stupid shooting of Professor Milch endangers all of us. The Allied soldiers will find him and extend their search for us. We must leave here at once before it grows light. But first we will bury this boy.
Ah. Yes, within him the kryptonite, the power to destroy our enemies and make me, all of us, such emperors as not even Hitler dared dream of being.
A dead youth has this power?
He is not dead, I tell you. He cannot be. Where are my papers, my computations? Ah, here they are. I will check them again. Perhaps some small thing went wrong, which I can rectify.
We will pay no attention to this madman. Weissmann, Jodl, Schmidt, Keller. Take space and dig a burial hole in the rear of the cave. Schnell!
You cannot do it.
If you interfere, Teufel, you will be shot.
What? You dare to speak to me that way, to the Teufel? Now listen to me.
I will not listen to you. You endangered us in coming here with your crazy schemes. And now there are 2 less of us. If you must go too, it will be no loss.
But I...
Silence! Giselle Bormann, tie young Milch to the grave. Need not be deep, only enough to escape attention.
No, wait!
1 more step, Teufel, and I will pull the trigger. All right, Giselle, take him.
No, wait! General, look.
Look at what?
Young Milch. See, his chest moves. He's breathing.
Oh, no, Victor, it cannot be.
It is. See for yourself. He breathes, I tell you, he breathes. And see, the color comes back to his cheeks. He lives.
Yeah, it is true.
See, all of you, my atom man lives. Young Milch lives. Now it is the end of Superman and of all who dare to defy the Teufel and the Master German race. Ha ha! I have won! Ha ha ha! I have won!
His frog-like eyes shining behind his thick-lensed spectacles. His fat hands clenched triumphantly above his head. The Teufel chortles with maniacal glee as the slim, blonde German youth on the rough bunk opens his eyes and breathes deeply. Then looks around at the ring of excited Nazi leaders above him. It's this young German, in whose veins runs the pure, dissolved kryptonite, now an atomic monster, before whom the world, but first Superman, are doomed to bow in slavery or suffer utter destruction.
Don't miss Monday's thrilling episode, fellows and girls. Tune in, same time, same station, and listen to The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow The Adventures of Superman, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications.